Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Ian and Dan are here with me. And so are the three guys from the Reduced Shakespeare Company. That's Reed Martin, Austin Titchener, and Matt Rippey. Hello, guys.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, guy.
It's great to be here.
I love how we make our own applause.
Nice to have you here. I've known these guys for quite a while through their many, many shows, starting with reducing the entirety of William Shakespeare's works, thus the name the Reduced Shakespeare Company, but then moving on to the Bible and
American history, all the great books, Completely Hollywood, and the complete world of sports.
Yeah, and I actually emailed these guys that I was mad at them because when they did the complete world of sports, St. Louis was not on the itinerary.
We did that specifically in the sense that just to annoy you and our many fans here, and also we did it on purpose in the sense that we have nothing to do with it, really.
Yeah,
I wish it were up to us.
I actually blame the local theaters for not booking you for that, because you had nice runs at the Edison Theater at Wash U, which is where you'll be this weekend.
That's right.
And also at the Rep, a couple of your shows played there a few years ago, and now you're back in town, and hopefully this will give us a chance to get the sports show and other future shows to come through here as well.
From your mouth to God's took us.
Yeah. And this time we're covering a different sport. It's a contact sport known as the holiday season.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're here for the ultimate Christmas show, Abridged. And I have to ask you, because Reed just told me before we went on, you just flew in last night.
And boy, are my arms tired. Well, have we used it? I just wrote that.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
This is a horrible time of the year to fly, isn't it?
It is. Of course, nowadays, any time of the year is a horrible time to fly.
Yeah.
We did shows in Charlotte, North Carolina, Thanksgiving weekend. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, we had to fly on Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, that is the best day to fly.
Yeah.
Sure is.
The airports were empty. The flights were full because there was only like three flights all day. But that's a great time to travel.
And then we flew home on the Monday after that holiday, Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and the airports were mobbed. Security was mobbed. It was as if the airports were surprised that people wanted to fly.
totally caught off guard.
Yeah, they were absolutely caught off guard.
And I was angry. They didn't frisk me.
I know. That's the only action you get these
thrills.
Days.
Yeah, now they just scan you.
I know, and then they laugh. They look at the pictures and they laugh at us.
They call it a rapist scan, though. So that's gotta.
Yeah, I've actually asked for a printout, and they will not give me one. not a printout of me, some well-endowed guy.
That's right.
Really? Just like to be able to say, "Hey, that's me," but no.
Well, just so you can take the printout and show it and say, "Should I have this looked at?"
Well, they wouldn't give you a copy. I downloaded one online.
What,
Paul Harris, recent scan.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about right there. The truth will kill you.
Yeah. So, but it feels good to be here because, as we were saying just before we went on air, I haven't been here since years ago. I was born here, but left as a mewling, puking little thing 6 months old. So it's all new to me. And great so far. No one's recognized me, but maybe a little tomorrow night.
Really? Have they seen the baby pictures? You show those around town. Oh, Matt's back in town.
There you go. I need to tweet those.
They're not hanging on the wall of the post office, your baby pictures?
Have you seen this boy?
Well, welcome back to St. Louis.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's good to see you again, Paul, because, of course, we follow you on the Twitter.
Yes.
And we listen to your podcasts as well. And
Thank you. It's
always great to put the face again to the voice.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I brought it with me today.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, Paul, you were doing something long before others were. I remember, like, back in the late 90s, you were already putting your shows online, making them available on your website, which I think was progressive back then.
I've actually been a semi-internet geek since 1986.
So your early shows were on 8-track.
Al Gore put them up.
Yeah. My early shows were Morse code. That's how long I've been doing this.
Yeah. Smoke signals.
I love your smoke signal shows. Yeah.
Thank you. But now you're here, and you call it the ultimate Christmas show, but of course tomorrow night is the beginning of Hanukkah. You'll be performing at the Edison Theater tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the first night of Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa is not far off. Is that included in the festivities that people will see?
Well, see, the conceit is, the setting is St. Everybody's non-denominational universalist church, where all faiths are welcome because we'll believe anything.
And the annual multicultural holiday interfaith variety show and Christmas pageant.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, so there's Christmas, there's Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa, there's the old-fashioned pagan Yuletide.
We celebrate all the holidays from the religious to the secular.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is that time of year. And we thought of a time saver. I mean, particularly since tomorrow is the first day of Hanukkah. We came up with just this one time saving thing for the holidays where you can say one thing. You don't have to say happy holidays and piss people off who are upset about that. You don't have to say Merry Christmas to the Jews or, you know, get it wrong somehow.
Yep.
You can just sing this one thing, and it goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. That's the only thing you'll ever have to say. Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Wishes everyone a jolly holiday. Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. If you want to spread some universal cheer, say Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. You know you want to come. Because it's Kwanzaa, every Kwanzaa this year. Christmas come and we won't go home.
Very nice. Your holidays in three-part harmony.
There you go.
But we should clarify, it's not a musical.
No.
Right. As you can clearly tell
by
the sound of that harmony.
But when people come tonight, they are going to see bizarre, wacky RSC type stuff as they may have seen in the past, or if it's their first time ever seeing you on stage. This is the entire cast right here.
Right.
It's all the three of us. And the feeling, the people's reaction is the same the world over, no matter what the show. It's a feeling of nausea and motion sickness. So
our demographic. What are you doing?
Our shows are never recommended for those with inner ear disorders, English degrees, or pregnant mothers. We cannot be held responsible.
Well, again, as with all of our shows, there's so many traditions, so many holiday stories that we just have to get in. And when I say get in, and when we say we cover these things, we sort of mention them.
Yeah.
But we want to give the audiences the feeling, well, hopefully, that this is the only holiday show they'll ever need to see.
Well, and the conceit is, you know, it's this church Christmas pageant and variety show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we were supposed to put together and host it, but there were supposed to be dozens of acts that show up. But due to inclement weather, we're the only performers who show up.
You're all the only ones who were able to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the show must go on.
The show must go on. And so we are pressed into service. We have to sing. The Confederate Christmas carolers had been booked in. They were supposed to sing White Christmas.
They are awfully good.
Yeah. So that goes awry.
Wait, Confederate Christmas carols. Do they spell that with three Ks?
I really can't say.
I hope not.
It's White Christmas. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. The Swingle Sisters Jingle Singers were going to perform.
Ooh,
oh, and also the Christmas Boy Choir from our Catholic friends over at Our Lady of Eternal Suspicion.
They were and we were hoping to be dazzled and delighted by the Christmas clowns and acrobats from Cirque du Soleil, the Muslim American Rama dancers, and my favorite, the Billy Barty Ballet's annual holiday favorite, Lil Nutsy, the Elf Nutcracker.
We did get word that the Muslim American Rama dancers actually made it to the airport, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But they're being detained by Homeland Security.
Of course. As you'd expect.
Well, and I think that now we can do the whole bell choir thing. Matt, you brought the bells, right?
Now, you guys, bells. When I went to get you in our gigantic KTRS kitchen facility.
It's stunning.
Very lush.
You had a cardboard box, and you had been going around the station picking out things from people's desks.
Well, yeah.
That's which I think
Matt,
is rather rude.
You were supposed to bring the stuff.
I know. I'm sorry. But anyway. It was radio.
There's like a stainless steel bowl here and some kid's xylophone. I think one of our salespeople's kid's xylophone. You stole in that.
Listen,
Paul, you're lucky we're wearing pants.
Speak for yourself.
I think we all are.
Yeah. It's cold in here.
Yeah, we could try. I mean, it's just... You know,
well, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this.
Yeah, let's see whether that.
Matt, next time bring the bells.
I'm sorry.
Let's see.
I'm not a stage manager.
Glockenspiel is not that expensive.
Ready?
It's just hard to say. Okay. Hey!
That was something.
Look at that. Sorry.
That was something.
Hey! Yeah. Let's go from the top this time. Really burn.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
What's this?
Ooh.
That last note was a bit suspect.
Can we do Carol the Bells?
Yeah. Carol the Bells, yeah. Ding, 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 bong, ding, dong.
I think the answer is no, you can't, apparently. You can try, but you can't do it.
I'm not even sure we did Jingle
Bells.
That
was reduced. That was pretty. That was more reduced than we hopefully will normally
be. That reminds me of the time my six-year-old daughter was down in the basement playing with things and came up with something remarkably similar to that.
Wow.
Well, that's our target audience, the age group.
You know, what's been great about this show is that even more than all of our other shows, so many families are coming to see the Christmas show, and
so it is family friendly.
It is definitely family friendly. Friendly, as with all of our shows, it's rated PG-13. Pretty good if you're 13, but there's one or two little innuendo things that fly over the heads of the little kids, but delight the grown-ups, and then makes for some lovely conversation on the way home.
Sure,
but it's great because the holidays is a time for families, which is great, and theater is a great place for families.
Yeah, so guys, Christmas in the holiday season is about presents, right? Presents. We love presents, don't we, Paul?
Can't take the stuff that you found in the station. Those are not gifts.
Wait a minute. Free stuff is good stuff. Oh, well, so speaking of which, in order to make things easier for you guys this year, I decided to make out a Christmas list. It's more of a spreadsheet, really.
Wow.
But you'll find that my Harley Davidson is at the top. It's only $36,000.
$36,000?
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of commercialism that's ruining Christmas.
No, Reed, I know what he's talking about because I remember when I was a kid, I used to love presents. I used to love to go to the mall and sit on the fat guy's lap and tell him my fantasies.
Santa.
Yeah. No. What are you saying?
Yuck.
Sorry.
That's TMI.
Oh.
But we also do, this is what's been great fun, is we decided that because Christmas and the holiday season is about presents, we actually do a Christmas gift exchange at the show every night. So
really?
So you can bring a gift. And
a $5 value or less.
Five or less. Put one under our tree and take one. And I generally take.
Yeah, you take a lot more than you give,
you
I'm noticing.
You put one under there, but
that's not really.
Are you serious? Do you want people to bring something to put under the tree?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then they can take stuff. Is it from you? Or are they, for instance, going to get Reduce Shakespeare Company DVDs or t-shirts?
I wish it were that good.
Yeah.
Or it's even more reduced than our crap.
I was going to say,
it's legitimate cheap little toys.
It's cheap little toys, but all of which we're happy to autograph in the lobby afterwards to increase their value.
Yeah, it's weird. They sell for less.
Now, Reed and Austin, you've been writing these shows for many, many years. At what point do you say to yourself, okay, that's it, we've reduced everything?
When they close the casket.
Yeah.
I suspect we're just going to keep doing this until we can no longer do it.
Yeah.
Now, whether we'll keep performing them, because there's a lot of pratfalls in our shows, and we like to fall down, but, there will come a point at which we won't be able to get up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But this is our eighth show, right?
This is the RSC's eighth show and yours and my seventh script.
And we've already started. We can't really say what it is, but we've got a couple ideas in mind for what our next couple of shows might be.
Divulge secrets.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because we wouldn't. But it was, what was great fun last summer was with the sports show. We were in London during the Olympics. We were performing the sports show in London.
Oh, cool.
And so we got to go on the BBC on the Olympic campus, which was great.
You weren't on the Jimmy Savile show, were you?
Yes, I was, and it was fantastic.
Yes. He wore a Santa hat and everything.
And that was all.
Didn't seem strange.
When they say that show was touching, that meant something different. That's a British expression.
I'm not sure they're all surprised. He looks like a pedophile.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions, but
the man's dead. Everything that was going to be cast has been cast.
However, I think his lawyers are still very much alive, so be careful.
But what was it like being there during the Olympics?
I mean, it was exciting. The Olympic torch came down the street where we were living, so we got to see the Olympic torch.
Yeah.
My family got to go see the women's.
You got to see the torch. I was upstairs in the on the third floor in the bathroom, and I get a text from Ali saying, "Are you seeing the torch?" I had to stand up on the toilet to look out the window, and I missed it. So sorry.
Missed the toilet or missed the torch?
I missed the torch.
Both.
I
see. Yeah. I can attest it was both.
No, it was great. It was London was the best it's ever been.
Did you go to events?
Yeah,
my family saw the women's archery finals and got autographs, and that was exciting. Yeah. I got to see the men's. It got to be that we were so busy performing and doing PR, but on the last day I said, well, I have to see something. So I went out and saw the men's marathon, and I was at a spot where they ran past five different times.
Wow.
So
I got lucky. I got to stay in this fantastic apartment flat, right there in Covent Garden, and it had a giant 65-foot flat screen TV.
I had 65-foot?
65-inch flat screen TV. I had the best view of every event. Yeah. I just sat in front of that TV. And also the BBC, you can click on the little red button or whatever on the remote, and you can watch whatever event you want to watch live.
They were all being televised
televised and filmed. Yeah. Not all of them had the A-team commentators, but they all were being covered.
As a matter of fact, they did it right. I mean, I know that they're darn socialists over there in England, but touring around the UK leading up to the Olympics, we performed in a lot of cities, not Nottingham, Bath, we went to Bristol, Newark. And we found that in the city center, in the sort of town square, they had erected massive screens outside, so you could just sit in the plaza and watch the Olympics, or at least the build-up, and then watch them live. So they really wanted to share it, and it was a great feeling. I've been living in England for almost 20 years, and I was very proud that it was my adopted home. It was a great summer. I saw the ladies' bronze ping pong finals. That was awesome. Or
the bronze
table
ladies
tennis.
Ping pong finals.
Yeah.
My only complaint was, on the BBC, they tend to show a lot of British athletes.
Yeah.
And I want to know what's that. I've been watching the Olympics in America. I thought only Americans participated. But in Britain, it seems like only the British participate. So I don't know how that all works.
That's why when you said you saw the archery, I thought, I watched a lot of the Olympics. I don't remember any archery. Apparently, Americans not so much with the archery.
Well, and people were asking me, what do you think about the Fab Five? And I honestly had no idea who they were talking about. Because that wasn't
the Beatles.
Yeah.
The Beatles and...
George Martin.
They ignored the gold medal count, and they kept talking about the per capita, that England was top of the medal count.
Yeah.
If you count the heads that live on that wet rock of an island, they were number one.
Yeah. Now, the reason you've been in England so long is because you've been a part of the RSC's London productions in the past, right?
That's how I first fell into this crowd of dubious characters. I met them back when the show was running in the West End at the Criterion. I think 95. We kind of are hazy on the dates, but 95, 96 is when I joined up, and I've been lingering ever since, like a fart in church. They just can't get rid of me. I'm just this.
And are there still other touring productions? I mean, whenever I see you guys, I think to myself, okay, this is the real RSC. But you have other companies that are performing elsewhere, right?
The real RSC is in several places, actually. So we're touring here. We have two nights here at Washington University, and then next weekend we go up to Anchorage, Alaska.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good time of the year for that.
Yeah. But tonight, we have three of our other guys opening at the San Diego Repertory Theater in the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged. So we've got two companies out there right now. And then starting in, I think it's April, we'll have a third company touring Britain again with That Old Chestnut, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare.
Wow.
Abridged. Yeah.
Now, I've only got a minute left here, but I'm curious, are there school productions of your thing? I know your stuff is published.
Yep.
Are there other people who are not related to the RSC in any way, and you find out they're doing you?
Constantly. Some shows are licensed out.
Almost all the shows except for the sports, and even sports is now available, but except for the Christmas show.
So we do them exclusively for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we publish them. And then, so if you see a production of The Complete History of America Abridged, but doesn't say Reduced Shakespeare Company, that would be somebody's licensed the script and they're sending us a dollar doing it themselves.
It's fun because we're in the lobby after all of our shows, signing autographs and shamelessly hawking our merchandise. And there's almost always somebody who comes up to us and says, "We just did your show. I just played you."
Wow.
And sometimes they're teenagers, and sometimes they're really, really old people like my age who have done it in a community theater somewhere.
See, if you were really popular, you'd have groupies who came up and said, "We just did you."
Yes. Yeah. Sadly, the groupies we get tend to look like you, Paul.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So.
And by the way, if a groupie has to say, "I just did you," and you didn't know that,
then you're way too old to tour. Merry Christmas.
Matt Rippey, Austin Titchener, and Reed Martin, the three guys who make up the Reduce Shakespeare Company. We're going to go see him tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yay. Can't wait.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
We will see you.
And they're also doing it tonight at 8 o'clock at the Edison Theater at Wash U. You can get tickets through MetroTix online right now. And I guarantee you, you will have a good time or your money will be spent by someone else.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Well, do you have something special you want for Christmas, Paul? Don't tell me. Just think about it and keep it in mind for tomorrow night because I will be asking.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
The Reduce Shakespeare Company here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.